This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
As we approach the end of another year, look ahead to the year 2022. We start off reminding dairy producers have until February 18th to enroll in USDA's Dairy Margin Coverage Program.
Oftentimes, the price of milk falls below the price of production, so they have to lose money just to provide the dairy products that we need. So the Dairy Margin Coverage Program helps fill that gap between the price of production and the cost of production.
And that's Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau, who says something new this time around is supplemental enrollment for the coming year.
Supplemental DMC is going to provide up to $580 million to assist small and mid-sized dairy operations that have increased production over the years but hadn't been able to enroll that additional production. Think of it sort of like making adjustments to your base acres.
And another update in the safety net coverage for next year.
We're also changing the DMC feed cost formula to better reflect the actual cost dairy farmers pay for the high-quality premium alfalfa that they need to produce in volume that their production needs in order to try to make that bottom line.
Producers can find more info about the Dairy Margin Coverage Program at their local FSA office.
Producers can sign up at their local office, certify that they're producing commercially and marketing milk, and get the forms filled out. Pay a $100 administrative fee to help cover the cost of administering this risk management program. And then it's also important to note that the fee is waived for producers that are limited resource, beginning, socially disadvantaged, or veterans.
Producers can find out what coverage suits their operation with an online decision tool that's at dmcdairymarkets.org. Looking back at 2021, there were several projects in animal disease prevention research that were recent recipients of USDA funding.
Things like vaccination planning, improved biosecurity, disease prevention efforts, increased capacity and speed of animal disease testing in our labs, as well as many other different things.
That's Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Jenny Moffitt, who says the Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service recently awarded the funding to 64 projects.
$16.3 million that we're announcing. This funding is funded through the 2018 Farm Bill, and this is our third year in funding these efforts. Over $4.4 million of this funding is for proposals under the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, as well as an additional $2.5 million to be distributed equally to all the laboratories in the network as well in a non-competitive fashion. At the same time, we're also awarding $7.6 million through the National Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Program.
She says more funding, focusing on partnerships that benefit everyone.
It might be a State Department of Agriculture who's working with a certain industry within the Animal Disease Network on biosecurity measures, so developing biosecurity plans at operations, also doing things like working on rapid depopulation and disposal. It also is work across our networks, our animal networks, our state partners, our tribal partners on rapid detection and then getting that information out so that we understand and know what the prevalence is as quickly as possible.
That's Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Jenny Moffitt. Carbon sequestration via agriculture could become accelerated in coming years thanks to both new innovations and opportunities for monetary and ecosystem benefits. We hear more from USDA Radio's Rod Bain, who is with Jason Weller from Land O'Lakes.
Carbon sequestration is not new. It's a process that has been going on since time began, and one that in part includes agricultural practices over centuries. What is different, according to Land O'Lakes Senior Sustainability Director Jason Weller, is
now bringing precision agronomy, precision technology, new insights into hybrid technologies, microbiological insights in how to nurture and enhance the function of those living ecosystems. Now that's kind of this new frontier of science and where we can accelerate carbon sequestration and quantify that.
Weller at a recent National Association of Farm Broadcasting panel on carbon sequestration acknowledges the importance of companies to develop carbon markets and further incentivize producers.
How do we then compensate farmers for that carbon sequestration benefit they're now providing beyond the commodity production?
As well as technologies developing what's known as carbon crops that could provide extra revenue to growers. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Tomorrow on our Feed Forum Friday, we look at precision feeding with Dr. Mike Hutchins. He talks about robotic automatic milking systems in rotary parlors to reduce labor. That's tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.